Institute.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How you doing, everyone? Welcome to episode 207 of the Staller Podcast. That's 207.
You sound like a bingo caller, like you're reminding them. That's 207, 207, 207.
207, 2 and a 0 in the middle and a 7 on the other side. That's a 207. Yeah, all the 2s and the 0s and 7s there.
Eyes down.
Eyes down.
What do you say? I feel like you've never played bingo before.
I have, yeah.
Liar.
You can't say all. You can't say two fat ladies, 88 and all that anymore. You can't say
just
that.
Just say it.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying that you can't say
we're
that.
We're going to get cancelled. You're going to get us all cancelled.
Oh, shy. Well, it was good anyway while it lasted.
Two little ducks.
Quack, quack.
Two lovely legs.
Can't say that.
Can't say two lovely legs.
He's at the signer. Sorry to say it once you're just saying that that's what they said.
You can just say two legs.
Two legs.
Can't say
11.
Lovely legs.
Is that true?
I don't think that's true.
We're only out to get here.
I've heard them. They still say it.
Yeah, yeah, I think he's making that up.
Still say all that.
Yeah, I know. You're the one that said that they didn't.
Well, someone told me that you can't say that.
Of course you can fucking say
no.
It.
Mm-mm.
Played and say it.
You wouldn't know what you can say anymore, you know?
Ah, sure.
Should we just get on with it anyway before we end up getting shot? Imagine I'm just shot us now.
5-0, Hawaii 5-0. Any time in the pub, whenever 50 comes up, they play the team tune to Hawaii 5-0 and the whole team tune. It's like 5-0, Hawaii 5-0.
You have to wait for the whole thing to finish.
And you're like, oh, that's gas. And it just goes on for like 30 seconds. And you're like, right, we're trying to play bingo here. We get it.
Can't do that. You can't play that anymore.
Can't play that anymore.
Play bingo.
Yeah. Enough with the music. But imagine he shot us though.
It would be weird if I shot you.
What would you say if he just took out a big gun and he says, two of you, fucking wrecking my head?
I'd say, where'd you get that?
Imagine how famous you'd be though. Shot on camera.
Would it be in the news?
Would your name be in the headlines?
I feel like we've covered this before. If you shot me on Grafton Street, would it be in the news?
It would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Would it be a big headline? Would it be like...
What, Dublin's biggest celebrity get shot?
Yeah.
Come on.
Dublin's best.
By an unnamed fan. Unidentified
like,
fan.
If you shot me, right?
Yep.
Now, if someone came in here and shot me...
Yeah. Just riddled you.
In the head. No, just one in the head, bum. Dead, gone.
Just
shotgun? You. Just any gun.
Revolver?
In the head, probably kill you anyway.
Yeah.
But would that be on RT News?
Yes.
No.
If anyone got shot in here... In that way, it would be.
But would it be big news?
No. They'd say.
Who would you have to be for it to be big news? Like Bono or something?
It would be news, but your name wouldn't be brought up. They'd say comedian, online comedian.
Because
shot.
They can't for legal reasons.
No, they can't.
No, they can.
What's right?
Would they want? Would they not? Would they not say Darren Conway?
No.
Like big writing.
For you, no.
Really?
I think you're massively underestimating this.
I'd say if it was
Bono,
Mario Rosenstock, if he got shot, they would say. Mario Rosenstock was shot today.
I think I'm bigger than him.
They would say online influencer.
I think they say my name straight to the point, and they say
they'd say co-host of the Staller podcast.
What do you think, Owen?
I think it's a big news story.
Would you say that? Would you say it's a national treasure?
People's princess.
People's princess,
nation sweetheart.
Would it say national treasure at least? At the least,
it would say nation sweetheart.
That's good.
Local treasure, maybe.
I like that one.
Finglas treasure.
The Northside people would have you front and center.
Yeah,
they'd have a commemorative.
Would it be on Sky News?
Like down the bottom, you know,
CNN.
The small news ticker that goes down the bottom. It would say.
Would you say if I got shot comedian. Now, people would be sad?
Your ma would, yeah.
Yeah.
Amy would be...
Not my family and all, like, or yours or whatever. Would you think, like, the
the general public.
Yeah, would they be sad? Like, or would they just be like, fuck him, fucking Asia?
Oh, they'd be sharing the same. Did you see this?
And they'd be like, fucking, he's like, no way, Darren's dead. Like,
yeah. And they'd be like, oh, he made them Love Hay sketches and all where he gets clipped. And then they'd be, they'd make TikToks.
Big conspiracy around it. Like,
they'd make TikToks beside you and
JFK.
And they'd be like, it was them.
It's definitely this. They were talking about JFK and all them, release the foils and all. And then next of all, someone just like plugs them, man. Like, definitely 100%. Like, of course, it was they got him, the FBI, no, CIA.
Whatever the Irish equivalent is. How busy do you think your funeral will be?
50 people.
Nah, it'd be more than 50. People would be curious.
Do you think that it'd be like the streets of England would be full?
I don't know. Well, you only you know that.
I don't think so.
There'd be a lot of people just curious to see to see your funeral.
Well, see Joe there.
It'd be in Canis's church in Finglas Village, would you say? It'd be busy around there? No, but just friend, like the general public, like.
Yeah.
Would you go?
Robbie Kane would be there and he'd do a
Dublin Live,
article on it.
No videos.
I'd have a few interviews with the Northside FM.
You would do a Vox Pop with Chadwick's at
Nerd FM, I do.
And this is made out of
you
a coffin.
You'd be doing a bleeding paid partnership with Jennings.
I'd be doing a paid partnership with Massey Bros, yeah. Like, jeez, even when he's bleeding brown bread, he's still doing it. Toffee yum yums. The screws here are from Chadwick's, yeah. They're nice, the sturdy ones. I've got to put them there myself. Carly Mahady and all, they're sitting on the coffin. Hey! You're like, what do you think of funerals? Oh, look at him, what do you think of funerals? And Joe
sitting on the coffin. Why was he sitting on the coffin?
Joe be getting a sketch out of it in a high vis.
Oh man.
Good craftsmanship.
That's some solid wood. Who made that?
Then Granby would come in with a load of finger filled and all. Joe would be like, hey, I'll take that, I got them for you still. Anyway, enough of my funeral.
I'll be out with the pudding table.
I'll be outside with the fucking
spice
bag truck.
Ooh. Well, hopefully you'll go before me anyway.
Jesus Christ.
Can I just send a quick email?
Sure. An email.
We've noticed.
What have you noticed?
We noticed this. He noticed first and he told me, and then I noticed because I looked at it.
Oh shit.
So there's a lot of people commenting on the episodes on Spotify in the last few weeks. Maybe people are just getting more into commenting on Spotify in general.
Because it is a quite new feature, isn't it?
Yeah, and wonderfully, they're using the comments to have a go at Joe.
Ah, fuck's sake.
They're starting to put in listener questions into them now.
Into the comment section on Spotify.
He says to us, I can't believe Joe, this episode only went out less than 24 hours ago. D says, I can't believe Joe didn't download FIFA for the priest. Joe, you scab. You could have just given him the PS4. I'm raging for that priest.
I'll tell you why. The time it would have took to download, it would have been outdated in a couple of months. The time it would have took to download, it might be free actually on the PlayStation Plus, but anyway, it just would have took too long to download. And then I would have had to set it up. I would have had to log into my EA Sports, I think, and to get it all up and running. And
Okay. Listen, you didn't. The man waited 7 years.
Maybe more.
He was waiting a long time for that.
7 years.
And he broke his heart. Seven, wasn't it?
Seven.
I'm sorry.
He wasn't just any man. He was a
holy man.
I done him a favour because FIFA is crap.
A close family friend, a loyal man, a man who was there for Joe in his darkest hour.
Mm. He's missing nothing.
FIFA is crap. It's gone bad. But it's not actually. I just haven't played it in a long time because when you stop playing, you just don't go back to it for ages. Like
right.
But I like Ultimate Team. That's good.
Stop.
Now imagine me trying to explain that to the priest.
Yeah.
Cy Conroy says, lads, tell me this. Does Joe just believe anything and run with it until he's proven wrong with facts?
You can't just say that and not give an example. You got to give an example here, buddy.
Michal. Oh, it says Farmer Michal. Who knows? He says, it's about Joe Dolan. High chance. Joe Dolan was one of the very first Western acts to play behind the Iron Curtain. In 78, he played Moscow and Leningrad. The man was a rock star. He's second on my list after 1976 Tin Lizzy.
That's amazing. Mm. I didn't know that.
Joe Dolan's the shit.
That's the weirdest gig ever. I mean, you could be cancelled for that now. Imagine going to North Korea and doing a stand-up gig. You bring Stalin to North Korea.
I'd rather not.
Dennis Rodman wasn't cancelled.
Yeah, he fucking was. Wasn't. Yes, Dennis Rodman.
Cancelled. Going to North Korea.
What was the last brand deal Dennis Rodman's
What was the last one he had before that?
Dennis Rodman's... No, he's... it's a different ballgame.
Got Big Brother out of it. Was he on Big Brother?
There you go.
He was on Big Brother, yeah. Yeah.
If he was cancelled, he wouldn't have gotten to Big Brother.
I think if you went to North Korea and done a stand-up show, you'd be on... People would want you for their TV shows too. There's a lion. And if you go so far over that lion, then it's like fucking... If you go to North Korea and do a show, that's newsworthy.
Mm.
Anyway, yeah. May the Spotify comments continue. Do you have any more?
Well, the more you call them out on the episode, the more we'll get.
Oh, Kieran in Milan. This is on a previous episode, but he says, he commented, since Joe doesn't fully appreciate the levels of dedication people put into sporting feats, how far does Joe think he can get up Everest with no training? Does he think he could climb mountains like Kilimanjaro with no training?
Yes.
Everest?
Everest, no. Everest, yes. Yes, I could climb Everest. 100% I could climb Everest. If you're with the right Sherpas and if you're with the right crew, it's like, if you look at it year on year, more and more people are doing it.
Just like going and like...
Well, it's just expensive. It's expensive. And you just... I wouldn't be able to do it by myself. But if I was with the right crew, then I could do it. Anyone could do it. Anyone could do it.
Mm-hmm. Anyone.
It's genuinely, it's not that impressive. Climbing Everest is not that impressive.
In this day and age.
Yeah.
With all the stuff that they have at hand, you know.
Well, they're all going up with oxygen and everything. Which
they have everything at their disposal.
Oxygen on Everest. Woke nonsense, huh?
I'm just saying. Part about Everest is not having oxygen. Is the lack of oxygen up there. But nowadays, they go up with oxygen tanks and there's no... It's not hard.
There's lots of other hard things, though. It's not like there's one hard thing and they've solved that and the rest is easy, is it?
It is. I
just feel like when you get to the top, it's just like, oh, great.
If you're prepared for it...
You'd get to the top of Everest and just shrug your shoulders and go, yeah.
I'm not going to do a fucking Rocky Balboa on it and shout Drago. I'll just be like, brilliant, great. We go back down. What the fuck could you do up there? Nothing.
Would you be impressed if I climbed Everest?
I would be, yeah.
Yeah.
Why? That'd make the news.
That would not. No, it wouldn't make the news. The news.
If you climbed Everest.
If you climbed Everest, it'd make the news.
Lots of people die doing it, so it's obviously...
Lots of people die doing it because they don't do it with guides and they make stupid decisions. They unlatch from the rope to take a piss and they try to do it without oxygen.
They get, altitude sickness and all those things which impairs their judgment and they'll do something completely illogical.
Yes.
And they die.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That'd be me all over.
It wouldn't.
I'd do something stupid.
If Ray Goggins comes back and asks you two to do that show with him, next time.
I'd say, yeah.
We'll see if he can get you up a mountain.
The hardest part is getting to base camp. That's like a really long hike.
I don't think that is the hardest part.
It is. It is.
A lot of people do base camp and that is just a really long hike. But then I think the reason a lot of people don't go past base camp is because it's a lot harder once you go past that.
You can go to base camp and then you can go up to camp one and then you come back down and you're kind of acclimatized. Like you go up there just for an hour or something, then you come back down to base camp. And then after that, you go to camp one, then you camp there. And then you go up to like camp two and then come back down and then you do that a couple of times and then you camp out up on the top camp site and then you stay there for a couple of days, acclimatise, and then you say, right, we're going to make a push for the peak, and then they go up on one day, you stay there for like half an hour and then you come back down. And it's just a matter of doing it right. It's not difficult if you have the oxygen as well. It's not that impressive.
Yeah, like there's a lot of stuff there to that in this day and age would just like get you over the line, you know. Very easy.
Thank you. I don't know if you're being sarcastic or not.
I actually am serious.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Good. There's a fella now, there's an Irish fella who's trying to do it without oxygen.
That's not easy.
That is not easy. That is incredibly dangerous. Yeah. Yeah.
You wouldn't do that now.
He's tried it twice already and failed. Like you can get sick, very sick, altitude sickness, and do a lot of damage to your brain and your lungs doing it. And that's what happened to him. And it's very hard. Once you get sick up there, like there's certain points where helicopters can't come and get you because it's so high up. But he's tried it twice before and he's going to try it for the third time. There's a mountain very right beside it that he's tried to do and he's failed on that one as well. Twice on that one. I'm like, why are you continuing to do it?
So just leave it.
Yeah. Don't bother, man. Don't worry about it.
You don't need to prove yourself. It's fine.
Yeah. It's impressive that you'd
rather you didn't.
Even just doing it without a Sherpa, I think is impressive. With oxygen and no Sherpa,
yeah,
very impressive. But when you have Sherpas helping you, carrying your bags for you, and you have oxygen.
Four-star treatment.
Someone's cooking your food. Come here.
They're doing it for you, like.
The boys were doing it in the 20s in suits. I said it before. Yeah. You're doing it in top of the range, bleeding gear.
If everything. People are going to go mad that I'm agreeing on that. Do you agree on? Yeah, of course you do. Any more questions? No, imagine it was the bomb. Big long bonus episode.
Any more questions? So what was his question? His comment was that, is there any other sports that I think are impressive?
Just could you climb Everest without any help?
Oh, without any help? No. I'd need help.
But some help.
Or I'd need someone to tell me what to do exactly.
Okay. Right, that's just a quick run through of the Spotify comments.
Nice.
So keep
long may continue.
Keep contacting us there as well. Yeah. As well as stallit@goaloudnow.com.
Yeah. Because, like, it's handy, isn't it, that the comment sections are open now on Spotify?
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I have one more. This is from last week when Darren was doing his Maggie Thatcher.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. Yeah.
So, one listener, ES, told us, I've listened to enough of the Conways to know Darren not only doesn't have a car or a license, but also he can't drive. So it's rich of him to be commenting on people on the bus while he sits passenger princess in the car while Amy drives them everywhere.
Drives them everywhere?
Amy and Darren. Amy, presumably if you're in the car with Amy, she's driving both of you somewhere.
Oh, I thought you meant like people in the back and that. Like them.
You're not more than just Darren has an entourage.
Them, like a lot more than like just me and Amy.
His bodyguard, his chef.
If it feels more full.
You're dodging the substantive point here, aren't you?
I told you I got the bus last week to set myself a goal.
Yeah.
How'd you get here today?
Just walked. Rollerbladed up.
Are your rollerblades out there?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
In shorts.
It'll be hard to get back.
Very wet out now. It was kind of dry this morning when I came in. But schluck. I'll probably have to get the Lewis.
Out to Finglas. Mm. One day the Lewis will go to Finglas. I think they're working on it.
Talking about that a while.
Yeah.
Where's the last stop? Oh, where's the closest to Finglas on the Lewis?
Cabra.
Yeah.
Bridge.
Yeah, basically there. You're basically at Finglas then.
Yeah, you walk the rest of the way.
Of course you would only take it 4 hours.
I'm reading a book called Tender as the Flesh.
Is it about chicken tenders?
No. Wish it's about a virus that comes and...
Fiction?
It's fiction, yeah. It's about...
Or is it?
Ooh, bum, bum, bum. Kind of dystopian, futuristic kind of thing. But a virus comes and renders all meat inedible. It will kill you if you have like any meat. The only meat, and we need protein and stuff. So these companies started creating human farms. So like growing humans to eat their meat.
Cannibalism. Or is it?
Yes. Yeah.
But they're not real humans, are they?
They're humans.
They're made in the lab though.
But, well, they're just made like normal humans, but they're raised in kind of like cattle. They're raised like cattle. They're never sent to school or they're never communicated with. So they just grow up like animals and then they're slaughtered and they're harvested for food and for leather and for all sorts of stuff. It's dark as fuck.
That is pretty dark.
Yeah. It's so fucking dark.
Is this a new book? Or is it
I think it's just out. But people are, it's pretty popular in the book scene. And
it's in the charts, is it?
I'd say so, yeah.
Like the podcast charts, but for books.
It's called the bestsellers list.
It's not. It's called the book chart. It's book top 100.
People love it. People are like, it's the best horror book that they've ever read.
They're probably already working on the film.
I'd say so. Or if it's only out, so I'd say they're
I say there's a lot of people scrambling for the book rights.
Would it be a bit weird as a film? Do you think it'd get made? It's very dark, like.
It's dark, but it's kind of like Hostel or Saw or something like that. It'd be a really
human
dark
centipede kind
of A24 type of film.
Yeah. What's the name of it?
Tender as the Flesh.
Did you read it all?
No, I'm like halfway through it, but it's dark, man.
Is it an e-book?
Well, you have it as an e-book, yeah. Yeah.
Shame, isn't it?
Well, you can get it as a normal book as well.
I'd have to have the normal book.
It just makes you think, though. It just makes you think, like, if a virus did come and you couldn't eat meat and we needed protein and you had, and human flesh was the only source of protein.
What would you do?
Would you?
You have to have protein in your diet, like. Yeah. Otherwise, you'll probably just die.
And you were saying there's plant would proteins you? And stuff, but there's amino acids that you don't get from plants, and you can only get that from muscle, meat, flesh.
Why did I just say that you'd die if you couldn't eat protein?
You're right.
Would you die?
You'd get very sick and probably die, yeah.
Do you hear this book?
No, I've never heard of it until today. I'm just looking up a bit of cannibalism here now.
Oh, God. Like that film Alive. Nom, 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 nom. And there's Tony's parents. Ooh, why'd you eat Tony? Tony was her only son.
In ancient cultures, the Aztecs used to have ritualistic cannibalism as part of religious sacrifices. They thought it honoured the gods to consume the flesh of some victims. In the Fiji Islands, yeah, more ceremonial. It was also used as punishment. You could be eaten. Papua New Guinea.
Ooh. Did you ever hear
they
that film?
Their relatives after death as a sign of respect.
Ooh.
Led to the spread of a thing called kuru, which is a prion disease. Prion diseases are absolutely terrifying.
What's up? Eating the meat would give you a prion disease?
It's basically, yeah, do you remember Marcow disease?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was a prion disease, and it's kind of eating of the wrong meat. Something happens to the proteins and it can then spread between disinfected meat and it goes after the brain.
Ew.
It sends people or animals insane.
Mad.
Yeah, like zombie movie stuff. Like, yeah.
Like a big zombie apocalypse because of all the meat. Did you ever see that film?
It's terrifying.
Cannibal Holocaust. Did you ever hear that?
No.
Did you ever hear of it?
No.
It's like a fucking low budget film about like these people on an island.
Oh, I've heard of that, yeah.
But like there was like loads of fucking, it's banned and all in some countries, and one of them kind of films, like, because they couldn't determine whether it was like real or not. That was actually, could have been like a snuff movie, and it's actually a real film, like it's
true
real,
story.
Like it's supposed to be like a fake, like obviously just a fictional movie, like, but it's like banned because they thought it could have been like, this actually is too realistic looking.
That always makes a film popular, yeah, when they ban it. It's the same with Chucky.
Blair Witch, isn't it?
Blair Witch. Was that banned?
But yeah, Cannibal Holocaust.
Hannibal Holocaust.
Look into that a little bit, can you, Owen?
No. Well, I have enough for getting on here. 1,500 species of animals practice cannibalism.
Of animals? I'd say all animals are cannibals.
I don't think a dog will eat a dog, will it?
Oh, I'd say so, yeah. A dog would eat another dog.
I'd say so,
yeah. Wouldn't it? A dog would eat another dog easy.
Would they?
Dogs eat ant. Dogs eat shy. Dogs eat their own shy.
They do.
Mind those, yeah.
They'll eat their own shite, they'll eat a horse's shite. Yeah.
They're disgusting. I would not put it past a dog. A cat would eat another cat. Pigeons eat pigeons. Rats eat other rats. Dogs eat their own dogs. Some dogs, like, if they're not, if like a mother dog will eat its own dog if it's a runt, wouldn't it? Don't mammy doggies do that?
Yeah, I, like, the dog I have, Dixie, like, I was in the house when they were born, like, when the mother was giving birth. I didn't watch, like, I was just a bit like, oh, fuck that. And they were all like, no, I have to watch, it's beautiful, it's a beautiful thing. And I was like, I'm not watching that.
You have to watch it. Open your eyes.
Open your eyes.
Look at that.
But when the litter is, like, born, like, when they come out of the other dog, like, they're in bags.
In sacks, yeah.
In sacks, and they eat the sack.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. It's horrible. And then I have that dog that was in one of them sacks just running around me, gaff shitting everywhere. And it's just a bit weird.
It is weird when you see that side of it.
Yeah.
It's the same with cats. They look after the sack. Sometimes humans eat their own sacks.
Yeah.
They do.
Did you ever try?
No, what, the sack?
Your sack?
No, it didn't. Fucking sack. Disgusting. Probably. That's like cannibalism. People that take the amniotic sack home and eat that after giving birth to their child. That's like a little bit of human.
Would that be classed as cannibalism?
That's not the sack.
What did he eat? The afterbirth.
The fucking umbilical cord.
That's bleeding disgusting, that is.
That's
we aren't eating that.
They don't eat the eat the sack.
I'm trying to find out about cannibalism through the ages. Back in ancient Rome, they used to collect, some people would collect the blood, the still warm blood from the gladiators who'd just been killed, because they believed it could cure epilepsy.
Wow.
And did it?
Well, seems they used to do a bit of eating people in ancient Rome.
Bit of eating.
People, since the 12th century, Europeans, it says since, as if this is still going on, have been eating and snorting Egyptian mummies because it was believed a genuine mummified body.
Any mummies there, 2x50,
little bag of mummy, little 50 bag of mummy, please.
What's up, bro? You get us a few of them gas balloon things and a bag of that dust off the mummy.
It was believed that what? Why would they sniff mummies?
Thought it could cure all sorts of stuff.
The only thing you'd be getting is possessed. Imagine doing that. And then you just got possessed by Tutankhamun.
Tutankhamun was only like 18 when he died.
Only a young player. Yeah. He well known though.
You know, there was a king that was a child.
He was the goat.
There was a king that was like 2 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
Just next in line happened to be a 2 year old.
He might have been the British, the king of England. The king of England.
How would he call like the two. Shots?
Bop, bop.
What would we do with him?
Will we cut his head off? Oh, Bobby.
Will we cut his head off?
Oh man,
they did that though. They beheaded people back then. Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
what they just did, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Murad IV was 11 years old when he was made the
11th
Sultan of the Ottoman Empire.
Of the Ottoman Empire, like the greatest empire ever.
It seems he was a bit of a shit.
11 year old.
He banned tobacco, coffee, wine, because he thought they were all the adults from. We're meeting in those shops to plan against them.
Oh my god. They're in the pubs.
Yeah. Anyone found smoking would be executed.
Jesus. He'd have to get off.
Died of the drink himself a bit later on.
What, when he was
brutal young man. Tutankhamun was 9 when he was made.
9?
The king, yeah.
What do you want to do with him? See what happened.
Any colours? Any markers?
He had several ailments and deformities as a result of inbreeding.
Jesus.
Oh, no doubt.
That's fascinating though, isn't it, back then?
Yeah.
No, I'm just looking up mad kings and all this. It was awesome.
Just looking
up. The world used to be very violent.
Mad kings and all.
But I was only reading recently about how back in, I think it was the 19th century, in mostly I think the western states in America, real frontier land, like. But it was absolutely common for them to have fights where, like, you would intend to rip out the other man's eyeballs, or
that's a proper scrap,
or rip off his testicles.
Ouch!
Ripping the bollocks off
the crown jewels.
Fucking hard to do that.
People would sharpen their teeth if they were frequent fighters. They would sharpen their teeth to bite off their opponents.
He's biting bollocks. Me.
He's biting me balls. Get off me balls.
This was not uncommon.
Seems a bit. Unnecessary.
Ah,
wasn't that mad back then?
That's very unnecessary.
Yeah.
So you had to fight until someone pulled out the crown jewels of you?
Didn't
pulled the crown jewels off you.
I think a lot of people probably did have some kind of problem with it and it would get stopped, but it was like if that happened now, it would be front page news.
Yeah. Someone pitch a balls off, yeah.
And that person would become infamous.
Yeah, the ball biter.
It wasn't the case back then. I think the bar we have for savagery has...
Was that just the norm back then?
I think we've gone too soft.
Another ball biter.
You know, the Aztecs used to play a game called... It was like football / basketball, but the losing team would be sacrificed. Now, that's Jeopardy.
It's just unfair.
That is Jeopardy. Yeah, you're going to give it a try all there.
Bagsy not playing.
Yeah.
Bagsy not in.
Fucking feel safe. I'll play on the bench, lads.
I have dodgy stomach.
That's...
Had a few dodgy beetles.
And imagine there was just like a really good team that were unbeaten and you were up against them. You'd be like, fuck.
We're dead. Unless we take some of that Monstars juice.
Would you watch it though?
Yeah.
Be fun, wouldn't it?
In a big coliseum. It's like a gladiator game, isn't it?
Or would you go to the gladiator games?
Ah, you'd have to. Go out for the day.
Yeah, even gladiators.
Go out
like,
for the day.
Don't talk about lads biting off balls. Just the fact that people used to go and watch someone fight to the death. Or a public execution.
I'd go with me.
Public execution, yeah.
Pop down for a public execution.
I'd go with me sandwiches and a 2 litre of 7-Up with my waddy in it. Watching the gladiator games. See Gladiator 2?
No.
There's like sharks in the Colosseum.
I know, I heard. Fucking ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Happened though, that's what happened.
There was no sharks in the Colosseum.
Ah, they turned it into, there was big bears and all.
Playing. That's some Seawall shit.
Oh, fantastic with you.
He's just fact checked you.
He said there was no sharks in the Colosseum. There was.
Was there sharks in the Colosseum?
No, there wasn't.
Of course there's no fucking sharks in the Colosseum.
Fucking was. They all bit each other's bollocks off.
Stupid fucking shit. Why did they do that? That's why I don't want to watch it, because there were sharks in the Colosseum and I don't want to watch it because I feel like it'll ruin the bleeding gladiator legacy for me.
He's under the water fighting them and all.
Ah, oh, stop. That's a bingo.
Ah, oh, Full House. Lovely.
I start watching a new trashy, crappy TV show called Below Deck.
Oh, yeah.
You know it? Yeah?
Well, I don't know what it is.
It's like, there's 13 or 12 seasons and each season, and actually there's spin-offs and it's a big fucking franchise now. I think it's on Netflix and stuff, but it's a private yacht for small groups and they're filthy rich. It costs like, I don't know how much it costs. That might be worth a Google. But like, let's say there's 6 guests and there's 1 main guest and she's paying for the whole thing. And then this crew has to do everything that they say. They're basically like the slaves for 2 days. And it costs a fortune. But like the drama of it all. And the guests are little shits, little pricks that talk to the staff like they're slaves.
Mm.
It's so interesting to see behind the scenes. And they're all hooking up. Everyone that works on the ship is hooking up.
I've seen a clip of that somewhere.
Oh, you probably did.
Where some woman gets some food and she's like, does it look like I eat carbs?
Ooh.
Something like that. Would that be going on?
Yeah, that sounds like
that,
yeah,
kind of thing. Like,
that sounds like
does it look like I eat carbs?
Oh, fuck you, you fucking fuck. And they're all asking for specific dishes and the chef is like scrambling to make all of them and have them out on time and he's getting in trouble because one dish might be cold and they're all waiting for all the dishes to arrive and it's just the drama of it all. The stakes are so low, but it still feels like really dramatic.
Medium rare.
Yeah, that sort of crap. Yeah, this meat is like rubber. And the season that I'm watching, they're in Granada, which is like an island. So the food that they can get there is very limited. And so the guests complain about the type of food and the type of milk and all the stuff. And the chef's like, I can only work with what I'm given from the island.
So it's just basically them getting food and giving out?
Yeah, pretty much.
And other kind of fancy gatherings?
Yes. But like that, they're getting pissed. There was one episode where there was a rich family came onto it and the son got smashed. He was twisted and like he was stumbling around and stuff like that. And they're not supposed to stop serving them. You give them whatever they want. You do whatever they say. Anything they say, you do it. But the woman working at the bar was just like, oh, I think the bar is closed now. And, you know, I think we're going to have to turn off the jacuzzi. So you'll have to get out and stuff like that. And he's like, what the fuck, yeah? And then the next morning, he said it to his parents and like got her in a lot of trouble for stopping service to him. Because they can't go to bed until the guests go to bed.
Jeez.
So they could be up till 3 o'clock.
Who'd want to work there? Well, they're probably paid well though.
At the end of the 2 days, they get a tip, like the whole crew. There's only about 6 or 7 of them in the crew. And the guests hand over an envelope to the captain and say that's a tip for you, and at the end of every charter it's called, they see how much of a tip that you got, and it's usually like around 25-30 grand, and then they split that between six. The crew.
So how many people is on the crew?
Like six or seven, so they'll end up getting like 2 grand for 3 days work. And then
I wouldn't put up with that shit for 3 days.
I couldn't. 2 grand,
maybe 3 at a push. 3 grand,
I wouldn't be able to bite my tongue.
If someone said, who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
It's like walking
that?
In when you are a waiter.
Yeah.
Or behind the bar or whatever.
Yeah.
Like someone's clicking their fingers at you and all that.
That's what it is, yeah.
Like you can't hold your tongue in them situations and you're not getting $2,000 every 3 days. You're getting fuck all.
There was one fella who handed over an envelope with loads of money in it, but they weren't happy with the service. So in front of everyone, he says, I was going to give you $25,000, but I'm actually going to take $7,000 out of this because I think you could improve in this area and that area and this area. And then he gave him like the $18,000 or something like that. And the captain was like, never in 30 years of my career as captain in these yachts has somebody come up to me and done that.
The crew has been, that's how they make their living, is these kind of rich people like catering for them.
Yeah, giving them tips, yeah.
So there's no way it's just like, whatever's in this envelope at the end, that's what you...
There's a wage as well. There is a wage.
Oh,
right,
well, then fucking cleaning up. No. That's all you were getting was tips. Stop bleeding cleaning up.
But it's a small crew. Like, six people is a small crew, so they have to work really hard. And if someone's not picking up the slack, then they get pissy with each other. And then they have to act nice in front of the guests, like, hey, how are you? Is everything okay? You're comfortable? Can I get something for you? And they're like, oh, I wouldn't mind some sushi. Do you do like a lobster sushi? And she's like, yeah, of course. And then they have to go down to the chef and be like, we need lobster sushi. And they're like, oh, fucking hell.
Don't even have a lobster.
There was people that were like, oh, we want midnight snacks. And can you make us lobster toasties? And they're so demanding. And the shit that they're demanding is disgusting. And you're like, hey, you fucking...
Hang on. The rich family, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
These are real people?
Real people, yeah.
Real money?
Yeah.
Why would they agree to go on this show?
They probably get a discount. That's what I'm imagining.
They don't need a discount.
I know.
If you can give someone a tip of that much... If you have enough money that you think it's okay to ask for a lobster toasty.
They probably just like to brag that they're on that show. Show off their worth.
Probably.
Maybe. Just vanity.
Like, they're usually trash. Like, white trash Americans, like, that made loads of money on the stock market. And they're just like, hey, there was one group of lads that went on it and started picking up one of the girls, one of the staff members, like, and she started freaking out. And another one was one of the staff members got pissed because they go out after the charter's over, they go out and enjoy themselves. And there was one that one of the staff members start being...
How many of these have you watched?
Oh, man. Oh, you can go down there. You don't even have to watch the show. Just come onto TikTok and type in Below Deck and you'll just get the highlights. That's all you need. But, you know, I like going on a journey with these people and getting to know them. And they get sacked for nothing. And, oh, man, it's great. I fucking love it. It's crazy.
It's the field quality.
No, sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. Last night, the guy that I was watching, he got sacked because the food was always late in between. There was one group that was waiting like an hour. They got a starter and then they waited an hour before the main course was ready. And he got really fucking pissed off.
As you would.
The people. Yeah, you would, yeah.
Joe, you're obviously a man who loves reality TV.
Yeah.
And the limelight.
I know. Okay.
Would you like to be the star of your own reality TV show?
Depends on what it is.
Well, what if you pitch the idea of a reality TV show based entirely around the story of a plucky young sketch comedian looking to resurrect his failing spice bag truck?
Oh,
I'd watch that.
When you put it like that, that just sounds heartbreaking.
Yep, well.
Unless it has a happy ending.
It might.
We'll see.
I think there's something there.
Feeling fussy, walking in my Balenciaga, trying to pick out the fabulous.
It's strange that you know all that.
You've formally given up vlogging.
Yeah.
He lasted longer boxing than you did vlogging.
Funny messing. It's just too rainy.
don't want to go out.
It is. Just put you off, wouldn't it? Doing nothing when you see the rain.
You should vlog your taxi trips.
Oh, no. Couldn't do that.
They can film you. You can film them.
Sometimes I don't like the conversations that are brought up.
You're not the one bringing them up?
I'm just like, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know, yeah. That's mad, isn't it? How all that, the way it's happening, all that's happening. And I'm just like, just drop me home. Fucking starving.
I got to get a taxi with him last week, actually.
You got a taxi with him?
Yeah.
He's Did like, you?
Can I jump in a taxi with you? And I was like, yeah.
I
He wasn't even, he came back to me gaffing all.
I heard so much about it.
Can I spend the evening with you? I was like, yeah, whatever.
I wanted to watch him.
What? Did the taxi driver talk?
A little bit, just about,
no, he was
okay, a little chit chat about the weather and
he
the usual.
Lots of lights on the ceiling of the car.
Wasn't his car though.
Wasn't his car.
Oh. It was a rental because he was getting his fixed. But he still went out taxiing nonetheless.
Fair play to him.
But he had a lovely ceiling. The roof in the car was all like...
It was a fine ceiling. Ceiling,
little spotlights,
roof.
Little tiny little...
Like stars?
Yeah, it looked like...
Party taxi.
It was deadly.
A fake taxi.
It was very quiet in that... Like,
serious in the back of a fake taxi.
Just turns around. He's like,
he's right. He's right. I'm just going to stick on some music.
But the chat was weak.
The chat
it was
very
weak. Quiet. He's very quiet in a taxi, him.
Oh, I'd say so.
I thought you'd...
He's on his phone most of the time.
I thought you wanted to be quiet because he was... The driver was clearly a dub. And
I was chatting to him after then.
Yeah.
When you got out, he was like, how's the videos?
Was he?
Yeah. What he sound like? Just chatting to him.
Yeah. I just thought you'd... I didn't want to... Talking shop with you. Your business and role of the driver. Respecting your privacy. That's all.
What do you want about? But yeah, you have that one ticked off the list now. Got a taxi with me.
It was a thrilling, thrilling experience.
We even shared a cigarette in the back.
Oh? Did you?
No.
I'm like, that's illegal. I hope he's known.
Yeah.
That would have been strange.
I was in a taxi before and he was smoking.
While you were in the taxi?
Yeah.
He was breaking the law.
He was fucking watching a film and all. Watching a film and all, smoking. Man. He was eating a curry tray.
Did I ever tell you about the time...
That never happened. Go ahead.
I was in a taxi and the taxi driver was watching porn.
You did tell us about this. Yeah.
Did I tell you about that?
Yeah.
Watching porn.
Loud.
No. Just like, he must have earbuds in or something like that.
I was talking about an old lad in the pub watching it as well when you were talking about that. I was just walking by collecting glass. He's just sitting at the bar watching porn.
Is that where we're at now?
Is that and it was on. The volume was on like one, and it was like. I was like walking by. I was like dirty fecker, like
in the bleeding pub watching. Jesus Christ! Why?
I know.
Why?
Like why? Like
I just want
to. What would get into your head to sit there watching porn in a pub on your phone?
It'd be strange, wouldn't it?
Or in a taxi while you're driving.
Driving. A taxi.
Where's the phone?
On the dashboard holder, the phone holder.
That's mad.
Watching porn.
You'd have to be oblivious to everything for you to just do that.
But that's, I feel like, is that where we're at now? Like, there's so much porn going around.
I don't think that's where we're at.
That there's just no shame in it anymore. It's like, yeah, I'm watching. Like,
not enough shame these days, is there?
That's where I think.
People just think they can do whatever they want.
People are too experimental.
Shame be damned.
100%.
Is it illegal to watch it in a pub?
I don't know.
I feel
is
like
it inappropriate?
Yeah, it would be, yeah. I think so.
Must be.
Have to be.
Yeah.
Like, if someone complained about that and it was like, hey, like I feel uncomfortable because there's a man at the bar watching porn. Like, can you do something?
I'm uncomfortable at how you said porn.
Can you do something about that? Like, surely there had to be something done.
Ah, yeah, you'd fucking kick me out. But what if someone was watching football and you were like, I'm uncomfortable with watching football?
Yeah, you'd throw them out.
Not allowed to watch football. Horse racing.
No, no, not on the phone.
They're like, you know, banned from kids seeing them. You know what I mean? Some of them are restricted.
But if it's a bar that you... It
should be over 18s in a bar.
Yeah. But it doesn't give you an excuse to sit there watching dirty blue movies.
Mm.
Watching big fucking one with a big storyline. Big film. A film with...
Why are you even crowding around?
What are you watching there? Let's see.
But get that up on the screen there.
You dirty pig.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed that now and you have enjoyed the rest of your day or night, or if you're going to sleep, good night to you and have a wonderful, wonderful sleep. And I hope the next day is posturous.
Posturous?
What's that mean?
Like you're kind of cocking up?
Yeah, I hope your back's killing you tomorrow. No.
Yeah, sleep on a bad pillow.
Prosperous was the word I was looking for. What's prosperous again?
Financially like, successful.
I hope tomorrow is financially successful for you. And you have a lovely, something lovely to eat for your breakfast.
Like what?
An eggs Benedict.
Oh. Oh.
I'm fucking starving.
Do you want an eggs Benedict? An eggs Benny.
Come on, we go and get some food.
Come on. I'm off. I'm finished.
You're off the food.
Oh, I'm just letting myself go now. I'm just going to let me
you
fat
just
eat
there
itself.
And watch me eat then.
No, that'd be even worse.
Well, I'd end up watching you get a taxi.
Yeah, but in the taxi with me. Screaming. You were crying in the taxi. You were. Let me out. What is this thing?
This is not a dart.
Why is someone else driving? I'm in the back. I'm like, oh, when you get used to it, it's fine. Like, banging on the window and all. Terence.
Where's that light feeling? Terence.
Talk of bollocks. They'll never do this to me.
See you next week. Stall it. Go now,
hopefully we see you next week, because you never know, after all that funeral chat and everything, one of us might go.
One of us
could go at any time.
If it was either of us, that would be very unfair. You did all that.
Oh, please imagine.
Oh, Jesus.
Imagine, like, I know, like, people are listening to the episode and they're like, he killed them.
Yeah.
Like, he made that happen.
He manifested that.
I just hope it's not me anyway, so. Hopefully it's one of yours and not these.
Hope it's someone else. Statistically.